兄姐妹朋友早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
愿主耶稣基督的平安与你同在。
May the peace of our Lord Jesus be with you.
然后你也可以说也与你同在，长老。
You can say peace to you as well, elder.
Peace to you as well, elder.
Okay. 然后你们也可以说也与你同在 ，Peter。好，
Thank you.
好，我们再一次。弟兄姐妹朋友早，愿主耶稣基督的平安与你同在。
Let's repeat that. Good morning, brothers and sisters. May the peace of our Lord Jesus be with you.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
神所赐的平安是很宝贵的。
The peace that is from our Lord is precious.
很多弟兄姐妹们都说，经过一周的劳碌和忙碌的生活
，Many brothers have probably had a hectic and busy week.
有些人今天早上很忙碌，很繁杂。
And there are some of us that are very busy this morning.
但是，当我们把自己的心带到神的面前
，But as we bring our hearts before our Lord,
我们向往能够与神的儿女、主内的弟兄姐妹们一起敬拜
，And we want to worship our Lord together with everyone.
我们在主日的这一天把这段时间分别出来，因为我们知道我们来是亲近神。
And we want to separate this time out of every other time because we want to use this time to approach and draw near to our God.
我们知道当我们借着诗歌，我们敬拜神。
And we use the worship songs to worship.
当我们在祷告的时候，我们亲近神。
And we, during our prayers, we are drawing near to Him.
当我们在听到听神话语传扬的时候，我们知道神对我们说话。
And when the word of God is preached, we know that He is speaking to us.
我们知道我们的心灵是安宁的。
And we know that our heart is full of peace.
我们知道神与我们同在。
We know that God is with us.
这是我们不愿意放弃的一段时间。
It is a time that we do not want to give up.
昨天晚上
last night,
在教会当中，就是我们今天聚会的地方
here in the sanctuary,
青少年的团契，他们预备了一个很特别的一个聚会
and the youth fellowship had a very special event.
他们叫称之为朋友之夜
and it's called friendship night, or friends night.
Yeah, 这个什么叫做朋友之夜
What is a friends night?
去把你邻居学校的这个朋友请到教会来。
And you are inviting all of your friends, whether they're neighbors or friends from school, here to church.
昨天很热闹。
And it was packed.
Yeah, 我不知道多少人，五六十个人大概至少。
It's probably around 50 to 60 youth.
这个被邀请来的这些朋友当中。
And those that are invited, were invited.
有一些是在基督徒家庭当中长大的，然后呢，他们自己可能也信主的。
And a few of them are from Christian families and they're believers themselves.
但是有一些是从不信的家庭来的。
But some are from non-believing families.
那在这个一些不信的家庭的这些朋友当中，有些人是反对基督教的。
And those that are from non-believing families are actually they're anti-church.
我们家一个孩子，他邀请一个他很要好的朋友来。
Now, one of my children invited someone.
他来了以后问我的孩子。
And after they came, they asked my kid.
他说：“你们今天举办这么多好玩的活动，又准备这么多好吃的东西，是不是为了就是骗人进入教会？”
Did you coordinate all of these activities and prepare all this good food just so that you can?Deceive people into coming to church.
我说哄人进来信教啊。
Or just attract people to this religion.
是我的这个孩子，他听了以后，他很难过。
And when my kid heard this from their friend, it was very sad.
Yeah. 朋友讲的这句话是无心之话。
Of course, there's nothing.Of ill intent saying this.
也不是针对我的孩子所说的。
And it's not directly against my child.
但是你可以想象这个青少年，他 对宗教或对教会的观念是什么样的一个情形。
But you can see what his thoughts or his perception of churches.
弟兄姐妹，我们要为我们的孩子祷告。
We need to pray for our children.
他们在教会当中长大，看见神，认识神。
They grow up at the church and they see and know God.
对他们来说，神的爱和主耶稣基督的生命对他们来讲是实在的，而且是真，他们珍惜的。
And the love of Jesus and the presence of God is real to them, and they treasure it.
但是他们有朋友是不认识耶稣的，或抵拒耶稣的。
But they have friends that don't know God or is against God.
他们会受到他们的影响。
And they will be influenced by them.
但是我们的祷告，我们的盼望是他们能够去影响他们的朋友。
But our prayer and our hope is that they can influence their friends.
弟兄姐妹，这也是你我作为神的儿女，神给我们的使命，对不对？
And that is the great commission for us as well, adults.
我们不是放弃我们的信仰去跟这个世上的人同化。
We're not giving up our faith so that we can to be similar to the world.
我们是因为我们的生命是这么的丰富，而使我们对主耶稣基督的爱和信心可以去吸引人来认识耶稣，得到耶稣的美好。
But it is because of this abundant new life that we have in Jesus that we want to share with those that we come across.
所以我非常的迫切为昨天晚上的聚会祷告。
So I was praying hard for the event last night.
你知道，别的教会举办活动吸引年轻人来，可能就是希望能够多一点这个社区活动嘛，是不是？
You know, other churches that have these type of events might just be wanting to have more activity in the community.
可是我们的教会，你来就是要给你福音。
But if you come to our church, we're going to give you the gospel.
因为我们要把最好的礼物给你。
Because we want to give you the best gift.
所以当然我们要他们来教会，很喜欢教会。可是我们更要他们能够认识耶稣。
But we want them to come and enjoy church, but more importantly, we want them to hear the gospel.
所以刘长老昨天跟他们分享福音。
So Pastor Alex shared the gospel with them.
福音的种子已经播出去了。
So the seed of the gospel has already been spread.
弟兄姐妹，我们要为那些不信的朋友祷告。
And we need to pray for those unbelieving friends.
所以我们一起来为他们祷告好吗？
So let us pray for them together.
父神，我们今天属于你的儿女，我们来到你的面前。
Our Heavenly Father, those that belong to you come before you.
昨天看到这么多我们自己孩子的朋友来到教会当中。
And last night we see a lot of our children's friends come to church.
我们看见那些已经信主的朋友，虽然他们年纪小，可是他们来到教会，他们心里面就是有喜乐。
And those that believe in you, when they come into church, they have joy.
同时，我们也看到有些年轻人是我们孩子的好朋友，他们来到教会，可是他们从脸上面就看得出来，他们不自在。
And for those that have come, we see that they are just uncomfortable here.
他们对福音、对神、对主耶稣基督心里面有一种抵拒。
And they are against Jesus or against God in their hearts.
但是主，我们将福音传播出去。
But we still, nevertheless, share the gospel.
我们要用爱让他们看见主，你是最美好的。
And through the love that we have for them, we want to share you are good.
求主你怜悯。
May you be merciful.
求主你移除这个世俗上面或撒旦魔鬼的控制。
May you remove the bondage of the world and of Satan.
让你生命的话语，那能够改变人生命的话语，能够在他们的心中扎根。
And may your words of life be deeply rooted in their hearts.
我们为这些朋友祷告。
And we pray for them.
我们也为我们教会的这群青少年的小弟兄姐妹献上祷告。
And we also pray for the youth of our church.
主，你让他们在他们的心中，在他们的生命当中。有主耶稣基督生命的成长。
And may they have our Lord Jesus and their the relationship with our Lord Jesus grow.
因为他们 与主耶稣基督的生命连接。
Because they are connected with the life of Jesus.
是的，他们能够带领他们所爱的朋友来认识你。
So that they can lead their friends to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们要继续为他们祷告。
We want to continue to pray for them.
昨天晚上回家的路上。
And on the road home last night,
我有一个很奇怪的与我孩子很奇怪的一番对话。
And I had a very odd conversation with one of my children.
是 ，Yeah, not one of two of.
Two of them.
是我们家两个双胞胎，年纪最小的。
Then it's with the twins, which are the youngest.
九岁的两个女孩子。
They're 9 years old.
那个我们家 Izzy 很奇怪，她就问我。
And Izzy asked.
她说。爸爸，我要问你一个问题。然后呢，你听了以后，你就跟我讲，你有没有做过这样的事情
？And she asked me, I have a question to ask you, and you have to just answer me. Have you done it before?
他说，当家里面有一件事情发生是不好的事情，然后呢，你就问我们，就说是谁干的这件事情。然后当我承认了之后，然后你就对我生气，有没有发生过这件事
？Has this ever happened? Something happened, and I ask all of the children, "Did you do this?" And, did you do this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she said, "If you ask one of us, did we do it, and we admit to it, and then you get really angry at us." 我想
，all the time. No, I'm
kidding. I know. 不是我第一个是你在问什么啊
？So my first reaction is what is this question?
然后我就说，我说我没有做这件事情。
So I responded and said I've never done that before.
那在车上面就是 Jonathan 和这两个双胞胎。
And in the car was just my twin girls and Jonathan.
Okay, 那你们现在注意听啊，我就跟他说。我是这样回答他啊。
And I responded this way.
我说，当你做错事情
，I said when you do something wrong.
然后我要求你承认。
And I request that you admit it.
如果你打死不承认的时候
，If you refuse to admit wrong.
我问你一次、两次、三次，我把你全部的兄弟姐妹五个人都排一起，我在问的时候，还是没有人承认的时候。
And I asked once, twice, or three times, and I line up all of your siblings, and I asked, and nobody admits wrong.
那我那时候不是只是生气，那是发怒。我说我会向你发怒的，动怒的。
Then I tell them I'm no longer mad. I tell them you will feel my wrath.
Yeah, that's it. Just be that, right? Exactly. That's exactly how. Did you know what that means, right?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
那我说，但是我说，然后我说你们两个没有经历过我的动怒。
And I told the twin girls, like, you have not experienced my wrath.
他们俩好高兴，真的吗？真的吗？
And they were so happy. Really? We've never experienced.
我说，可是你的三个这个大姐、二姐和你哥哥经历过。
But then I told them, but your older siblings have felt it.
我说，但是当你做错了事情，然后呢，你终于承认了之后。
But I tell them, if you have done something wrong and you admit it, you will still be punished.
我说我不对你生气。
I'm no longer mad at you.
因为你承认你的错。
Because you've already admitted you're wrong.
但是你当你做错事情的时候，你有后果，你需要被惩罚。
But there are consequences for your actions.
但是我不
And if you do something wrong, you will be punished.
但是我不对你动怒。
But then I will no longer, you will no longer feel my wrath.
这样的描述明白吗？清楚吗？
Is that clear?
那我讲完了以后。
So then after I explain this to them,
很有我这样讲很有智慧，对不对？
Huh, isn't that full of wisdom?
但是呢，我很谦，但是我也不是很谦卑，我需要我要学谦卑，对不对？
But I wasn't too humble. I needed to learn that lesson.
所以我问我的孩子，我说你们认为我是不是这样做？
And then I asked them, "Do you think I do that?"
然后呢，一阵沉默。
And then there was silence.
然后他们说，对你就是这样子。
And then they responded, "Yes, you're like that."
那我就感谢神了。
Then I praise the Lord.
然后呢， 因为这是 Izzy 问的问题，对不对？
Because this is a question that came from Izzy.
所以我以为这样就结束了嘛，很好了，要到家了。
So then I thought the conversation ended when we're home.
那 Haley 就很兴奋，她也要讲故事。
Then Haley was very excited and she wanted to share something.
她说：“爸爸。”
He said, "Daddy."
你记得有一次？
Do you remember this one time?
她说：“你记得有一次我拿了你那个通水管的东西，然后我去搓，然后结果把它拿不出来，你记得那件事情吗？”
Do you remember that one time I used your, was it plunger?
Or no, like was, a hook, like a drain hook, right? Like
I used your drain hook trying to drain the toilet and it got stuck.
然后他说我放进去，我就拿不出来。
I stuck it into the toilet, but I wasn't able to get it out.
他说爸爸，你知道我吓死了。
Do you know, Daddy, I was so scared.
他说我就怕你会发现是我做的。
I was so afraid that you would find out it was me.
然后他说结果你记得吗？你记得吗？你回来了，你就说这是谁弄的。
And do you remember when you came home, you asked, Who did this?
那我声音一定很大嘛，全家都要听到啊！谁搞的？那个管子插在那边，一半在上面，一半在里面，那肯定是有人搞的嘛。
Of course, I came home. I was probably really loud because you come home. There's a stick sticking out of halfway out of the toilet.
然后他就说，爸爸，你记得吗？然后你就把我们全部都叫过来了。
Do you remember? You had all five of us line up.
然后你就问你是谁干的。
And I asked, who did it?
他就说我很害怕，我很害怕。
And Haley said, I was so afraid.
然后他说，可是爸爸，你说如果没有人承认的话，每个人都要受处罚。
And I remember you said if nobody admits that they did it, then everyone gets punished.
反正肯定不是我或 Cindy 做的，对不对？一定
是
他们其中一个。
Of course, it wasn't me or Cindy that.
所以我跟他说，你没有人承认的话，你就要喊。那个意思是你要陷害你的兄弟姐妹也受处罚 ，OK?
So then the lesson here is that if nobody admits wrong that they've done it, then they are the ones getting their siblings in trouble as well.
我跟你讲，有良心的孩子受不了这样子的压力。
So the kids that have a conscience can't take that pressure.
对，他可以不承认。
Because they can refuse to admit.
他觉得他可以瞒天过海。
And they can lie all they want.
可是当他知道，因为他的不承认会使他的兄弟姐妹受到处罚的时候，他受不了。
But because they know that if they don't admit that they've done it, and that will cause their sibling to be punished, that pressure is too much for them.
我说这是有良心的孩子这样子，对不对？
So that's for kids that have a conscience.
他没良心的就我管你，我们大家一起被打。
So kids with conscience will. Struggle, but
Haley 就说：“你记得你那样一讲的时候，我就承认了。”
So Haley said, "Because you said that, I admit it."
我说，然后呢？我就说，那结果呢？我有没有生气？对你生气啊
？And then I asked her again. Well, then after you admitted wrong, was I mad at you?
她说没有。
She said no.
她说。你就跟我说，如果你要去通水管，下次你来找爸爸，爸爸教你怎么用，一起用嘛。
Yeah, all you said was that next time if you need to use this hook, just call me and we'll do it together.
那我也是冷汗一抹，我说感谢主，那回也没有做错。
Of course, then I did right as well.
那我是觉得奇怪，这两个九岁的孩子怎么跟我讲这个话题？
Then I asked myself, why would my 9-year-old girls ask me this question?
原来神借着那段话语，借着那段谈话，就是连接到今天我们要讲的这个讲到的内容。
Because God used that conversation to lead us into what we are going to talk about in the sermon this morning.
弟兄姐妹，我这样子对待孩子。
So,I treat my children this way.
是有一种原则。
And there is a principle.
不是用我的肉体的情绪或者是我的怒气去对孩子发泄。
And it's not through my emotions or through my time of instant of wrath to treat them.
但是在他们的成长的过程当中，他们要知道对错。
But in the process of growing, they need to know right from wrong.
他们要知道他的父母无论他们做什么，就算他们错得离谱，他们永远是得到父母的爱和尊重。
They need to understand that no matter how big of a mistake that they make or wrongdoing that they commit, that their parents still love them.
然后今年累月下来，盼望他们对我或对他母亲所说的话和所做的事有一种信任感。
And then throughout the years, they will develop a sense of trust, to the parents.
那为什么我有这种观念呢？是谁教我的？
Well, why do I have this concept? Who taught me? Who taught this to me?
是神。
It's God.
神怎么这样教我的？
How does God teach me?
神的话语教的。
God's word teaches me.
然后是神这样子对待我。
And that's how God treats me.
你知道神也在你的生命当中做这样的教导。
You know, God is also teaching you this lesson.
神是我们的天父。
God is our Heavenly Father.
他是爱我们的。
He loves us.
他是完全的。
And he's complete.
他要让我们认识罪。
He wants us to recognize sin.
所以我们可以远离罪。
So that we can be far away from sin.
他因为我们的罪而惩罚我们，是为了让我们知道我们不能与罪一起生存。
And he shows us that we cannot be with sin, so then he shows us the punishment and consequences of sin.
所以他不会因为爱我们就纵容我们。
So he won't allow us to keep doing wrong because he loves us.
但是他永远因为爱我们，所以当他管教我们之后，他永远是为的是为了是维护我们，还有建立我们。
But through his love and the showing us the consequences of sin is so that he can protect us from committing wrong.
他带领我们的方向永远是回复和建立。
The way that he reconciles us is always through covering and protection.
这是神对待我们的方式。
And that's how God treats us.
弟兄姐妹们，你有没有经历过神因为情绪化的、胡乱的去责打、骂你过？有没有？
Have you ever experienced God's anger and wrath to inflict punishment on you?
你有没有在神面前做错过事情、犯过罪？有没有？
Have you ever committed a sin before God?
然后你来到神的面前。
And you come before God.
你有没有经历过神先看到你就先这样子啪一下打过去？
Have you ever experienced him looking at you and slapping you across the face?
你有没有经历过神在那边乱发怒，讲出来的话让你听的真的是这个体无完肤的？你有没有经历过？
And have you ever heard God speak what?
Have you ever experienced where God uses word on you to make you feel so small, feel like you're nothing? 你有没有经历过？你有没有经历过在神的面前你不跟神认错？
Have you ever experienced you coming before God and you not admitting wrong?
神说你哪里犯了罪？
He asks you, where have you committed sin?
神的话光照你了，你有自私的罪。
And the word of God examines you and shows you that you have selfishness.
神借着旁边的人，有时候是你的家人跟你说你有骄傲的罪。
And uses his people around you and tells you that you have the sin of pride.
你有懒惰的罪。
Or the sin of laziness.
你有对神不敬虔的罪。
Or an irreverent heart before God.
你有对你的配偶不忠诚的罪。
Or not being faithful to your spouse.
你有在你的孩子身上没有做好你父亲母亲样式的罪。
Or you did not play the role of a good mother and father.
然后神借着圣灵，借着神的话语，借着身边的人让你知道了，然后你不承认。
And through God's word or the people around you, but you still don't admit.
然后神就跟你说你去罚跪。
And God tells you to kneel in the corner.
不承认之前别起来。
And if you don't repent and admit you're wrong, you can't get up.
你有没有经历过？
Have you experienced that?
你没有经历过。
You haven't experienced it.
你没有经历过，因为这不是神。
You haven't experienced that because that's not God.
神怎么带你啊？
How does God treat us or lead us?
他用恩典。
He uses grace.
他用怜悯。
And mercy.
他用他的公义和圣洁
and his righteousness and his holiness.
他的公义和圣洁让你清楚对和错，但是他用他的恩典和怜悯来带领你。
Through his righteousness and holiness, he shows you right from wrong. But through his mercy and his grace, he leads you.
那当我们从神那边领受到的带领和管教是如此。
And if this is how we experience God,
那我们是不是才能够学习如何的去带我们的孩子？
Then isn't that how we can learn how to treat our children?
不是用我自己的方式。
It is not through my own method.
不是用我自己的所谓的爱，或者我出发点是好的。
Or through my love, or my original intent was good.
是因为神如此的爱我，管教我，我要用神的爱去带和爱和管教我的孩子。
But it is how God treats me.Then I will use that type of method to treat my children.
弟兄姐妹，2024年我们教会的属灵的主题是要向下扎根，向上结果。
The theme of our church for 2024 is to take root downward and bear fruit upward.
圣经里面有一节经文讲到向下扎根，向上结果。
And in the Bible, there is a verse that talks about take root downward and bear fruit upward.
在以赛亚书第37章第31节。
And that's in Isaiah 37, 31 to 32.
好，我们有圣经的，我们翻到圣经一起读神的话。你没有带圣经的话，或者是你还没有圣经，我们在荧幕上面有把神的话放出来。
Those of you that have Bibles, you can follow along. And those of you that don't, you can follow with us on the screen.
我们一起来读以赛亚书第37章31和32节。犹大家所逃脱的渔民必在向下扎根，往上结果，因为余下的人必从耶路撒冷出来，逃脱的人必从锡安山出来。万军之耶和华的热心必做成这事。
And the surviving remnant of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go a remnant, and out of Mount Zion a band of survivors. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
在圣经里面，让我们看见有这样的一个概念。
And in the Bible, it shows us this concept.
叫做剩余的人民。
And it's the concept of remnant.
经文上面所讲的渔民就是剩余的子民。
And remnant means those people who remain.
这个剩余的子民的意思就是被遗留下来的人。
And people who remain are the people that are left over.
那在圣经里面所描述这些余留下来的人呢，是说在神的子民当中，在神的子民当中有一群人。
And this is referring to a small group of people within God's people.
这一群人在人的神的子民当中有这样的一群人，是因为对神信实，因为对神忠心，所以在经历过神的审判的灾难之后，得到神的拯救，被存留下来。
And these people are the remnant of God's people who are faithful to God after disasters brought up by God's judgment, and they will receive His salvation, and they will remain.
当我们听到这个剩余之名，剩余之名的时候，
And when we hear of the remnant of God,
我们要知道这个剩余跟剩下来不一样。
Actually, the remnant is not the same as what is left over.
你知道我们通常讲到剩下来的东西，
When we refer to leftovers,
这是说啊，你已经把最好的都用完了，所以你这是剩下来的。
Usually you're referring to, you've already used up all the good stuff, and here is what is left over.
你去一间好餐馆吃饭。
Like if you're having a meal at a restaurant.
那好餐馆就是因为他做好菜。
And it's a good restaurant because they have good food.
大吃一顿之后。
So you have a big meal.
剩菜剩饭带回去。
And what is left over, you take home.
这个是我们觉得剩下来的东西。
That's what we refer to when we talk about leftovers.
这剩余之名不是这样子的。
But that's not the same as remnant.
这里所讲的剩余是说当你把不纯的东西杂质除掉之后。
So rather, this remnant is after purging what is impure.
Yeah. 当你把这个杂质、杂物或者是不中意的东西移除之后。
It is after removing what is impure or undesirable.
你所存留下来的。
And what you're left with.
是最有价值。
Is the most valuable.
而且是最尊贵的。
And most precious.
一个钻石。
Like a diamond.
当它被挖出来的时候，这个钻石矿跟一块普通的石头没两样。
Like a diamond cut from the rough.
那个钻石再怎么大，如果看得像石头，没人要，没价值。
No matter how big that diamond is, if it looks like just any other stone, then it's not precious.
你要先把它外面那层像石头一样的那层去去掉。
You have to remove the exterior, what is covering the diamond.
然后呢，这个外面像石头的一样的这一层拿掉之后，你就看到里面哦，像水晶一样的。
And this outer layer, once it's removed, then you see the diamond that is as clear as crystal.
但是跟一块破玻璃没两样。
But it's not. It's the same as a broken glass.
你开始去琢磨它。
Then you examine it.
琢磨，你去、oh. 你去磨它。
Then you
grind it.、Right? 然后你不但是磨它，然后你要把外面的那层磨掉，里面你还要去把它有各式各样的层面，使得它最后能够让光射入之后，能够是五彩缤纷的，是不是？
And then
最美丽的钻石。
You grind it. And then grind it to a point where light can shine through and show the brilliance of the diamond.
这么大块的钻石矿，等到钻石出来的时候，就这么样一块，就这样的小粒。
And what comes from a big stone, but after all the impurities and the exterior undesirable layer is removed, then it becomes this little precious stone.
但是这个存留下来的，剩余下来的。就是最纯的、最有价值、最宝贵的、最使人喜悦的。
But what remains is the what is most valuable, most precious, and what delights in the eyes of people.
这个剩余之名是神对这一群对他忠实、对他忠心的人的称呼。
And God calls this remnant people that are His remnants who are loyal to Him.
希伯来文是 Sha'ar.
And the Hebrew language is Sha'ar.
我们一起来说 Sha'ar.
Let's say it together, Sha'ar.
Sha'ar. 是神对那群忠心的对待他，从神的子民当中特别选了存留下来最宝贵的那群人。
And these are the group of people that is most valuable and most precious to him within his people.
这个剩余之名的这个概念不是只有在以赛亚书这边对以色列人提到。
But this term of remnant is not only found in Isaiah.
从创世的时候我们就看到神的心意当中他永远会为他自己存留一群属于他的人。
And the idea of remnant surfaces in Genesis. You see that God always preserves a group of people that belong to him, his remnants.
当灾难因着神的审判来临之后，这一群对神信实忠心的人得到神的拯救和得到神的维护。
And these are the people who are faithful to God even after the disasters brought up by God's judgment, they receive his protection and his salvation.
亚当跟夏娃
Adam and Eve.
他们是被神所造的。
They're created by God.
在犯了罪之后，被神赶出伊甸园。
And after committing sin, they were removed from the Garden of Eden.
他们的生命本来是立刻就要死亡的，但是神却在恩典当中用恩典遮盖了他们。
And because of what they have done, they deserved immediate death. But through His grace and mercy, they were preserved.
然后神不但维持了他们的生命，神对他们的应许是这个女子的后裔将会成为世人的拯救。
Not only was their life preserved, but also promises that out of the offspring of the women, there will be a plan of salvation.
在挪亚的世代，整个人类当时是只看见世上的享乐，而不去认识神。他们违背神，他们撇弃神，他们生活在罪恶当中。
And in Noah's age, the people of this world were living in their own ways, in their own wickedness, in their own sin.
但是神为他自己存留了一家八口，就是挪亚跟他们的一家人。
But God preserved the family of Noah, the eight members in his household.
神差遣大洪水的这样的灾难，把这些犯罪的人和这个被罪污染的世界整个去清除之后，神在他的恩典当中拯救维护了一群属于他的人。
So God sends the flood to destroy the whole earth and all of mankind, but preserve this Noah's family of eight.
在先知书里面，我们就看见许许多多神借着先知将他的心意的陈述。
And through the prophets, you see. The idea of remnant that appears as well.
包括以赛亚书，
including Isaiah.
神借着以赛亚对以色列人述说出他对以色列人罪的惩罚。
God uses Isaiah to tell the Israelites the judgment of sin.
但是在神的惩治之中、刑罚之中，永永远远有他的恩典。
But in His judgment, there is always His grace and mercy.
神就在我们今天所读的经文里面，他就说：“犹大家，就是这个以色列人当中，虽然你们犯罪。”
But in the passage today, we see that.In the line of Judah, even though you have committed sin,
因着你们的罪恶，所以你们的仇敌会来攻击你们，会来攻打你们，甚至有朝一日你们的国家会被灭亡，你们会从你们的家园当中被遣送而出。
And because of the sin that you have committed, you will be attacked from all around, and you will be exiled.
但是会有一群逃脱的渔民，是属于神的这一群，他们仍然要再向下扎根，向上结果。
But he declares that there will be a remnant that will remain, and they will take root downward and bear fruit upward.
这一段话是神对西西家王祷告之后的回应和应许。
And this is words that were responded to the king Hezekiah's prayer.
在公元前第七世纪的时候
in
7th century
BC.
公元前第七世纪的时候，当时在米索不达米亚那个区里面最大的帝国就是亚述王国。
During that time, in the Mesopotamia area, the biggest kingdom was
Assyria. Assyria. 军力最雄厚。
They were the mightiest militarily.
财力最雄厚。
And they were the richest.
所以这个以色列犹大国是他们的这个附庸国，要献贡物的。
So Israel and Judah were their vassals. Vassals.
但是西西家王他决定不向他们进贡了。
But King Hezekiah refused to pay homage.
所以呢， 亚述帝国的国王就要来攻打。
So the king of Assyria will start, will attack, the nation of Israel.
然后呢，先去攻打北边的这个以色列国，然后把它攻陷了。
And first they'll conquer, the nation of Israel in the north.
三年之久，圣经说三年之久攻陷了，把他们的这个首都撒玛利亚攻下了。
And after 3 years they conquered Samaria.
继续的这个大军兵，这个大军进攻南国犹大国。
And then, the military might conquered, the nation of Judah in the south.
攻陷了许多的城池。
And conquered many cities.
然后最后到了南国犹大国的首都耶路撒冷。
And then finally, entering into the capital in the south, Jerusalem.
西西家王就在神的面前祷告。
And Hezekiah, prayed.Before the Lord.
北国的以色列国被灭国，并且南国犹大国受到亚述帝国的攻打，这是神的审判之一。
The destruction of the nation of Israel in the north, and then now the southern nation of Judah under attack is the judgment of God.
神已经不但是应许他们，你们跟随我，你们敬奉我，我就做你们的保障，因为他是万军之耶和华。
God promised them, if you follow me and worship me, then I will protect me. I am the King of Kings.
那你这个民族就是国势强盛。
And you will be a powerful nation.
不但是国势强盛，你们是可以得享和平的一个种族，因为我会维护你。
Not only will you be a powerful nation, but you will experience peace because I am covering you.
那他们不只是得到神的应许，在他们的历史当中，他们经历过神的维护。
And not only did they receive the promise of God, but throughout their history, they've experienced it.
但是他们让对偶像的敬拜，对世俗的这个享乐和肉体的情欲，他们将这些变成他们生命的重心，而不是神的圣洁和对神的敬拜。
But what has become prevalent in their lives is the worship of idols and the ways of the world instead of being holy and worshiping their God.
所以神使用这个外邦人亚述国的这个军队来惩治以色列人。
So then God uses a Gentile nation, Assyria, to attack them.
生活没有安宁。
So then now their life is insecure.
家园没有保障。
And their own home is insecure.
明天还有没有生命不知道。
They don't know if there is a tomorrow.
这个外在的势力是这么不可抵挡。
And this power, this external power in this, from this world is hard to defend.
神在此时此刻对他们说，我会为我自己预留一群属于我的人。
But God continues to say and declare that there will be a remnant.
弟兄姐妹，神为他自己拣选的。
What God has chosen and selected for himself.
是一群对他的主权是有全然的归属，并且对他的话语是忠贞接守的人。
God chooses a people for himself who is unyieldingly faithful to his lordship and wholeheartedly loyal to his words. These are people who have his favor and receives his promise of protection and restoration.
对神的主权有完全的降服，对神的话语有完全忠贞的人。
And it's a people of unyieldingly, that is unyieldingly faithful to him.
这些人，他们从神里面得到的是神的爱怜。
And what they receive is his protection.
得到的是神的供应。
And providence.
他们得到的是神的眷顾、照顾。
And his care.
他们是能够经历到神对他们保守应许的人。
It is a promise of protection.
这是你吗？
Is that you?
为什么要花时间讲以色列人被亚述帝国攻打的历史？这跟我有什么关系？
Why spend time looking at how the nation of Israel is under attack by the nation of Assyria? What does that have to do with me?
弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们在人生当中所受到的苦难不是都是因为神的惩治。
In life, our suffering or challenges that come is not all because of God's judgment.
这个世界是一个堕落的世界。
This world is a fallen world.
我们周遭的人是犯罪的人。
The people around us are sinners.
是有罪的人。
They're sinners.
我们自己也是有罪的人。
And we still carry sin.
所以有些事情在我们的生命当中发生的时候，这些灾难不一定是神的惩治，是因为这个世界堕落了。
So when something bad happens in our life, it's not necessarily God's judgment. It's just because this world is a fallen world.
接下来我要讲的是我最不喜欢讲的。
And what I'm about to share is something that I hate to share.
所以我最不喜欢做牧师需要讲的话。
It's something that what I dislike being a pastor, but I have to do.
就像是我不想要对我的孩子说不舒服的话一样。
It's the same thing as telling my kids things that are uncomfortable to me.
但是因为神的话这样子告诉我们，圣灵要对我们有启示，我就做神的出口。
But if this is revealed by the Spirit and God, then I need to be the mouthpiece.
然后你们要知道我是在爱的当中对你们说的。
And you have to know that I do this in love.
然后我不但对你说，我也要时常对自己说。
And I don't not only say this to you, but I have to often say this to myself.
虽然在我们生命当中所受到的灾难和伤害不全部都是因为我们自己的罪。
Even though the challenges and the suffering that happens in our life is not all because of our sin,
但是今天在我们当中
But today in our midst
我们一些人所面对到的灾难和伤害和迫害是因为我们的罪受到神的惩治
But certain things that happen in our life such as suffering or challenges is because ofGod's judgment because of our sin.
你工作不顺。
Because you're not having a good time at work.
你不得不到你上司的青睐。
You're not being favored by your boss.
因为你人格上面有问题。
Because you have an issue with your character.
因为你心中的骄傲。
Or because of your own pride.
你心中的骄傲的呈现可能是因为你小看别人。
And the pride that you have is probably because you belittle other people.
你不但小看你的同事，你小看你的老板。
You belittle not only your peers, your coworkers, but your boss.
那为什么这要受到神的惩治呢？
So then why does that have to be judged by God?
因为你违背神的话。
Because you're going against God's word.
神的话说，我们做仆人的，我们要是什么顺服我们主人的。
Because God's word says we submit to our master.
如果我们顺服我们的神，我们的主，我们就要在这世上学习顺服。
If we are to submit our God, then we in this world we need to learn the lesson of submission.
如果我看得见的人我不能顺服，你怎么能说你可以顺服你看不见的神？
If you can't even submit to someone that you can see, how can you submit to someone you can't see?
我想我们没有人在家里面放偶像。
I don't think anybody has idols in our own household.
你真的基督徒，你不会在家里面再放个关公、弥勒、土地。
And if you are a Christian, you would not put any idols in your house.
Right. 但是我们当中有些人
But there's people among us.
你在婚姻上面你受灾害。
Maybe you have issues in your marriage.
不是只是 issues. 你的婚姻当中不是只是有问题，你在婚姻当中经历灾难。
Or you have disaster in your marriage.
Your marriage is a disaster. 那你呼求神。
And you call out to God.
神啊，你怜悯我。
God, please have mercy on me.
我这婚姻我受不了。
I can't stand my marriage.
求你改变这个人。
Please change this person.
Yeah. Or my spouse. 改变那个人。求你怜悯我，改变我的环境。
Please have mercy on us, change my environment.
但是神却说，要改变的是你。
But God is saying you need to change.
你可能没有去拜另外一个偶像，你不是因为天天去拜关公或土地。
You may not worship idols per se.
但是你的配偶看见你心中所属的、你所爱的不是他。
But your spouse sees that who you love in your heart is not them.
你更爱的是别的东西或别的人或别的事。
You love more, you love others, things or other people more.
你最爱的人首先应该是你的配偶。
Who you love the most should be your spouse.
当你爱你配偶的时候，你应该要牺牲。
When you love your spouse, you should sacrifice.
但是你不愿意牺牲。
But you're unwilling to sacrifice.
所以你牺牲的就是你的配偶。
So then who you're sacrificing is your spouse.
而你除爱慕你所去敬奉的，不是说你要敬拜你的配偶，但是你去敬奉、你去爱慕、你去花时间的是你的工作。
But what you spend time on and what you're worshiping is your work.
是你的娱乐。
Or your enjoyment.
是你自己的成就。
Or your own successes.
是你自己的自由。
Your freedom.
然后你问神，神啊，为什么我这么可怜？
Then you ask God, why am I like this? Why am I so pitiful?
因为你在受到神的惩治。
Because you are being judged by God.
可是神是在爱中惩治你的。
But God is judging you in love.
他的目的不是要让你受伤害。
It is not for you to, it's not for to harm you.
他的目的不对，他的目的不是让你难过到受不了。
His intention is not so that you can't stand it anymore.
他的目的不是要让你觉得你的生命没有价值，不能呼吸了。
His intention is not so that you are so under stress that you can't breathe.
他的目的是你要做回转，做一个属于我的人。
His intention is so that you can repent and reconcile with him so that you can follow him.
你看这个剩余的名是在神的子民当中所存留下来的剩余的人。
See this remnant, this group of people is within his people.
你不是说因为我是基督徒了，我来教会聚会我就应该得到神的祝福。
You shouldn't be like, oh, because I come to church, I'm a Christian, then I should just receive God's blessing.
弟兄姐妹，基督徒就是神的子民。
Christians are God's people.
但是在神的子民当中，有一群是因为对神忠心对神信实的人，他们是受到神的维护，他们是能够在灾难和灾害和神的惩治来临之后，他们是得到拯救，经历神的恩典，而且被恢复的人。
But within God's people, these people are the ones that remain faithful, after God's disasters and judgment that will receive restoration and salvation.
弟兄姐妹，你我都应该有这样的一个心意。
We should all have this type of heart.
我不是只要做基督徒，我不是只要做神的子民。
I not just want to be a mere Christian or God's people.
我要做那群剩余之民。
I want to be part of the remnant.
蒙恩得救的人。
People that are saved
by grace. 就已经是在神所有的创造。神所有的创造的子民当中被存留被拣选下来的。
You're already one of the part of the group that has been preserved among all the people of this world.
就像以色列是神的选民，在全世界的人群当中受到神的拣选。
Just like the people of Israel were the people chosen among all the peoples of this world.
但是在神的子民当中，有一群是对神的话语、对神的主权是完全的归属、依附，而且是忠诚的。
But even among this group of people, you have a remnant that remains faithful and loyal to his authority.
你看神说在第三十一节，这些逃脱的剩余之民，他们必定再向下扎根，往上结果。
And here it says, they will take root downward and bear fruit upwards.
不是他因为受到我的拣选维护，他们就要去扎根，去结果。
It's not because they were chosen so that they would go and take root downward.
是他们要再次的去扎根，再次的去结果。
But once again, take root downward and bear fruit upwards.
弟兄姐妹，一个生命，一个生命去扎根、去结果的概念，是这个生命是一个蓬勃的生长的，是充满生命力的，是丰富的。然后不但如此，这个生命要能够去结出培养更多的生命的。
This life that takes root downward and bear fruit upwards is a meaningful, thriving, and flourishing life that produces life.
弟兄姐妹，当我们说我们主题是我们教会生命这个属灵的主题是向下扎根、向上结果的。首要的认识和了解是，我要从神那边得到这样的生命。
This theme of taking root downward and bear fruit upwards is striving and asking that for this type of life.
次要的才是怎么去扎根，怎么去结果。
次要。
The primary focus is how do I have this life that is from God?It's a secondary important to know how to take root and how to bear fruit. 了解吗？当神说你要再次的去扎根、去结果的时候，神是说你要再次的得到我所赐给你生命的丰富。
When it says once again take root downward and bear fruit upwards, it's saying to once again.Strive for that type of life.
为什么神说再次的去扎根结果呢？
Why does God say once again?
因为这样子丰富蓬勃富生命力的生命是神原本就在创世的起初，在创造你的起初就已经在你的救恩当中所赐下的旨意和设计了。
And this thriving, flourishing, and fulfilled life is already God's original purpose and will for His people.
但是为什么我们有些人、有些基督徒得不到这样的生命呢？
And why is it that Christians can't receive this type of life?
你说讲得好、听得好，我也要，可是我得不到。
It sounds great, looks great, but I can't receive it.
那是因为罪把这样的生命取走了。
Because sin took that away.
弟兄姐妹，我们既然在神的话语面前，
If we're before God's word,
我们一起到神的面前，我想我们在神的面前，我们寻求神的旨意。
We ask for God's will.
神啊，
God,
在我的生命当中，
in my life,
我所碰见的灾难，
the disasters that I face,
是因为我的罪所引起的吗？
Is it because of the sin in my life?
是什么罪？
What is that sin?
求你光照我。
May you enlighten
me. Shine light on it. 让我能够明白。
So that I can understand.
然后让我能够认罪。
And so that I can repent and confess.
所以我们一起到神面前，我们自己祷告。
So let's come before the Lord and pray ourselves.
神啊
Dear God,
我们不喜欢罪。
We don't like sin.
我们也知道你恨恶罪。
And we know that you hate sin.
但是我们常常因为不喜欢罪，我们就不去想它，我们就不去认它。
But because we don't like sin, so sometimes we don't think about sin.
主，我们给自己太多的借口。
We give ourselves too many excuses.
我们不承认我们在你的面前没有活出你的样式。
We're not admitting that we're not living according to your will.
然后当事情发生的时候，当灾难来临的时候，当我们心中受到伤害的时候，我们就指控别人。
When things happen, we blame others.
我们自己不担责任。
We don't carry the responsibility ourselves.
甚至我们还说，神，这是你允许的，所以这不是我的错。
And we say that this is what you have allowed, so it's not my fault.
主，我们在你的面前犯了大罪。
We've committed a great sin.
所以我们在生活当中碰到这么多的阻碍。
So that there's a lot of obstacles in our life.
但是这是神你在爱中对我们的惩治。
But this is your judgment or punishment in love.
今天我们在你的面前献上我们的祷告，主，你知道我们的心。
We offer up our prayer. You know our hearts.
主，求主你让我们在你的面前能够认清我们的罪。
May we be confess our sins.
所以我们不喜欢罪，不是不要去提它，而是我们要去放弃它。
We don't like sin, so we don't think about it, but we don't want to neglect it.
Yeah, we don't want to not think about it. We want to abandon it. 主，今天属于你的儿女在你的面前，求主你怜悯。
May you have mercy upon among your people.
主，我们要你的生命。
We want your life.
我们不要罪把它取走。
We don't want sin to take away that thriving life.
听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayers.
听我们的呼求。
May you hear our cry.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹，神的丰富的生命是他赐给你我的旨意心意。
It is His heart to give us an abundant and blessed life.
但是当我们让罪进到我们生命当中，当我们不去正视罪的时候，他就会把这样的生命取走了。
Sorry, see that?
Yeah, this is the second point. If God has such a full and abundant and blessed life for you and I, that's His plan, that's His will. But because we allowed sin to enter into our lives, that sin has taken that life away from us.但虽然如此，神的旨意是他要重新将这样的生命赐给属于他的人。神的旨意是要重新将这样的生命在你里面恢复和建立起来。
But it is God's will to restore and establish what He intended for you in the beginning.
你看，在第三十二节里面，最后他说：“万军之耶和华的热心必做成这事。”
The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
万军之耶和华的热心必做成这事。
The zeal of the Lord of hosts.
你知道这个“热心”这个字的原文，也可以翻译成嫉妒的心。
This definition of zeal can also be a righteous jealousy.
这是从心灵、生命的深处情感的爆发的一种描述。
It is a manifestation of something that is deeply emotional or with passion.
当圣经说耶和华的热心必做成这事的时候，弟兄姐妹，他所描述的是神对你的爱，像是一种疯狂的爱。
What this is saying is the love that God has for you is疯狂。
God is crazy,
crazy,
about you.
About you.
The love that God has for you, I mean, you can't say God is crazy, so 你不能说神是疯狂的，是他的爱是像那种疯狂的爱。God is not crazy, but He's crazy about you. That's the way that God loves you. 是一个不计较代价。
It's unconditional.
Priceless. 是一个不计较代价。He does not count the cost. 是一种义无反顾，是完全没有顾虑，一种牺牲的爱。
It is a sacrificial love.
神将他一切都给了你，因为他爱你。
He gave you everything because he loved you.
那因为他是万军之耶和华，他是那大有能力的、有爱的神，所以他会成就这件事情。
Because he's the Lord of hosts, he will accomplish this.
因为神是如此的疯狂的爱你。
Because he is crazy about you.
所以他会护佑你的。
He will...use you? 因为神对我们的爱是如此无私，如此疯狂，如此不计代价的爱。 Because his love for you is sacrificial and without restraint.
所以他一定会保护你的。
Of course he will protect you.
所以也是因此他一定会维护你的。
And he will
keep you.
他必定会修复你的。 And he will restore you.
他必定会将生命的丰富赐予你。
And he will give you of abundant life.
并且他会让你认识什么叫做丰富的生命。
And he will help you to recognize what is an abundant life.
但是问题就是你是神那剩余的子民吗？
But the question is, are you a remnant to him?
你是否愿意去做那位对神忠实、被神所拣选、走神的路的那位呢？
Are you willing to be someone that continues to follow him?
你可以看见在你的身为周遭虽然受到迫害，虽然你的生活和生命经历了灾难，但是你知道你拥有神的维护，然后你的盼望、你的经历必定是神会带你走出这个黑暗的环境，而进入到神的恩典之中的那个人吗？
Are you a person that is going through obstacles or challenges and difficulties, but that you will remain faithful to the Lord and know thathis promise for you is protection and his grace、yeah. and solution.
你愿意做那位神称你为十二的那位吗？
Are you willing to be called Shar?
By the Lord. 如果你愿意的话，
If you are willing,
我们在我们的位置起立，我为你们祝福。
Will you stand so I can give you a blessing?
你说我愿意做神的剩余之民。
I'm willing to be the Lord's remnant.
我愿意被做那受神拣选、被他维护的那位。
I want to be the one that is preserved by God.
我愿意在那个度过灾难之后，经历神的拯救、经历神的修复的人。
I want to be the one that.Will receive protection and restoration even after God's judgment.
神啊，我愿意做你的十二。
Lord, I want to be, I'm willing to be your Shar.
我要做你剩余之民。
I want to be a remnant.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
父神，你是万军的耶和华。
You are the Lord of hosts.
今天你的子民站立在你的面前。
Your people stand before you.
主，我们看见你的心意是你要我们得到你的丰盛的生命。
You want us to receive the abundant life that you intended for us.
你要我们在我们的每日的生活当中，我们能够看见自己是扎根的，是结果的。
We want to see our lifeTaking root downward and bearing fruit upward.
是能够经历生命的丰富，并且拥有丰富生命的人。
And to experience the abundant life.
神啊，我们在你的面前是犯罪了。
Lord, we've committed sin before you.
不只是过去的罪。
Not just past sins.
我们今天的罪,
but present sins.
我们思想意念的罪,
sins of our thoughts.
我们口中所说出的话的罪,
the sins that come out of our mouth.
我们那不容忍人, 我们那种嫉妒人, 我们那种恨恶人的心,
the sin of jealousy and hatred for others.
当我们自己得不到的时候, 我们埋怨你的罪。
When we don't receive or get, we blame you.
今天我们在你面前认了。
Lord, we admit and confess our sin.
主，我们要悔改。
We need to repent.
主，我们要走回到你的心意当中。
We need to return to your will.
主，我们站立在你的面前。 我们对你说，神啊。
We stand before you and we say, God,
我们愿意做你那剩余之民。
We want to be your remnant.
我们要你做我们的主。
We want you to be our Lord.
我们要顺服，臣服在你的主权之下。
We want to submit under your authority.
我们要有你话语的引领。
We need the leading of your word.
我们要有你话语的充满。
And we need the filling of your word.
我们要与圣灵同行。
We want to be in step with the Spirit.
求主你让我们经历到你的同在。
Let us experience your presence.
求主你让这世界上面的人看见我们有耶稣基督的人，就是你那剩余之民，是蒙你眷佑的人。
So that when others see us, they can see that we are a remnant that belongs to you.
从你那边得到的祝福，我们就能够与他人分享。
And the blessings that we receive from you, we can share with others.
主，让我们成为你剩余之民。
Let us become your remnant.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们异口同声说，
Amen. Amen.